Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy birthday, a New Day radio show. I am super excited to announce that on the 29th of March, 2014, we celebrated 6 years strong on this platform. I am so grateful. And for the entire month of April, we are going to be celebrating by bringing back on as many of our previous guests as we possibly can, just to talk to them and see what they're about and hear what they have to say about the show. But again, I want to show gratitude to each and every one of you. Sometimes you're going to have some surprise guests because I will not announce who they will be. And my feature guest tonight is one of my surprise experts that I will tell you who will be joining me at the microphone a little later on. Before I go into the housekeeping, I want to read a poem here by Colleen McCarthy for you. And the title goes, "Go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. Even when things have gone about as wrong as they can go, don't get discouraged. The only expression about if you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is to get right back on has a lot of wisdom written into it. It's the same with life. Sometimes we go riding along, having the time of our life, when all of a sudden the unexpected happens and turns our world upside down. But it's then when we are feeling anxious and hurt and afraid that we need to look deep inside and see that we can either stay on the place where we fell, or we can get right back up and go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. And remember, it's okay to stay down as long as it takes to recover from each and every fall. But don't ever be afraid to get up and begin again just as soon as you feel the need, because next time might very well be the time that you succeed." I'm sharing this poetry on this, the sixth year of celebrating this radio broadcast on the Blog Talk radio platform, because it was after failing on a traditional radio site that I was directed to the Blog Talk Radio. I had done 20 months on a traditional radio, and of course it was paid slots that I had. I was not able to secure sponsorship. And one day, like 3 hours before I was supposed to go on the air, the manager of the station called me up and told me if I did not bring X amount of dollars in, I would not be able to go on the air that day. And I peacefully said to him, I guess I will not be going on the air today because I don't have the amount of money he was requesting. However, I did not give up. It was 2 days after that I learned about the Blog Talk Radio platform and made the decision to come here and to continue to touch lives. It offers me a greater opportunity to be able to touch lives around the world, and for that, I am so, so grateful. I want to welcome guests 215 to the chat room, and in a minute, I will be bringing my honored surprise featured guests on to celebrate with me. But I want to remind those of you who are listening, call up. Let me know what the radio show has done for you. I know some of you might as well be watching the TV show as well. I want to hear from you. The number to do so is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And remember, today kicks off the month-long celebration of our sixth-day anniversary. And now, without any further delay and suspense, I want to welcome my honored, featured, I guess I can also say one of the new experts here on the show, my friend and colleague, Mr. Sidney Tremaine. How are you, my friend? Sidney, are you there? Oh, I just muted you. I'm so sorry. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sometimes better off being muted, I think, Daphne. But listen.
I don't need you muted on the celebration. Oh no, we got to let you talk on the celebration. We don't want to have you muted,
Daphne. And let me say happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so very much, so very much. I was speaking with another friend of mine, and he said to me, "Oh, so is today your real birthday? Today you're 60? I said, "No, I was 66 years ago. What made you?" He said, "Oh, I thought you were celebrating your 60th birthday." I said, "No, my sixth radio birthday on Blog Talk." So he laughed so much. So I said, "I'm glad you didn't call up telling me happy birthday, because people would be thinking that I am so crazy." But you know, Sidney, I am so excited about this opportunity to be on this platform and to be able to add value to people's lives from around the world. And I share that poem because had I not been courageous and bold after that disappointment with that radio station, if I had thrown the towel in, I would not be able to say that I have been touching in excess of 113,000 lives across the world. And that's not little potatoes. And
Daphne, I know a little bit about your life, and I don't think you have a towel to throw in. It's been one of guts and courage, and you're to be commended for that.
Well, thank you. You know, last weekend I was privileged to be at an event in San Francisco, an event called The Big Shift. You and I, as a matter of fact, met on a program that has to do with that. And I tell you,
yes,
Sidney, the oldest woman at that event was 86 years old, and the youngest was 20 years old. And there was a particular activity that they did there which had to do with crossing a line when certain adversities were mentioned. And those that crossed the line had an opportunity to look on the other side. And what that showed you was that there were people in that community who had not experienced what you experienced. However, it doesn't make it good or bad. What it shows you that no matter where you have been, you have the opportunity to come back. And it was just so amazing to notice. And one young man, he had a meltdown after the activity because the one thing that he was most suppressed with during his lifetime, and he could be in his late 20s, early 30s, and he was so oppressed by religion and the way he said his mother is a minister and the way she treated him because of his alternative lifestyle and all of that. And he was weeping. He was weeping so much because that was among one of the things that weren't mentioned. And as he wept on the other side of the room, I said to the woman that was sitting next to me, you know, I'm glad he's taking this opportunity to express that, because I said the facilitator might not have mentioned that because it has not been his experience. And what you know, Sydney, that was exactly what the facilitator said. He said, I have never been oppressed religiously, so I had no idea what that means. And as I looked on that activity, I said to the woman next to me, each and every one of us who chose to use this activity will be adding things to the list based on our experiences. And this is what makes life so rewarding. We all bring so much richness to the table. You know, so it's just so wonderful, Daphne.
And I think the experiences that we get are gifts for us to make either good or bad from. But, you know, those experiences are, I think, beyond our own power. They come to us by another power. That's my belief. I could be very wrong with that, but, you know, that's what I believe. And they are there for a reason.
Oh, yes.
They're there for a reason, Daphne. Your experience of the radio show, for example, where you didn't give up because, you know, you couldn't bring money into the other show, but you didn't give up. But those experiences have allowed you to give something to over 100,000 people. Not many people have that opportunity. Not many people have that opportunity.
You know, and a lot of people say, oh, why, you don't make money off this or you don't make money off that. But I strongly believe, Sydney, so long as we continue to make a difference in people's lives, things fall into place way in more greater denominations than we could have ever quoted a cost for. Because even in your go ahead.
Who would have believed, given your childhood, that you would have a doctorate at some point, that you would have the strength to go and get that? And having got it, you can either sit on a piece of paper and do nothing with it, or you can use it and help other people with it. And I think you've done that.
That's right. You know, Sydney, I look back and a lot of times you reflect over your lifetime and what's going on. And I said, oh, I pinch myself, as they say in Jamaica, because I'm looking back at that little girl who did not have running water. She did not have electricity. She did not have a quote-unquote bathroom, per se.
Let me
she
guess, you didn't have shoes.
She did not have shoes either. But she grew up knowing the value of what she needs to do for others. I want to share, we had the opportunity, Sydney, to work in different groups. And I was blessed to be in a group with six women. And we were talking about a seven-minute span this activity took. And I want to share with the listeners and you some of the feedback that the women who intuitively analyzed me said about my life. And I'm not saying it to brag or boast, but I'm sharing it to say that if I can put the work in for these things to happen for me, it can happen to any one of the listeners here on the radio show. And this is why I do the radio show. Here are some of the statements. Daphne has done enough inner work to know who she is. She is present for whatever happens. She's centered. She's a strong woman who comes from a strong stock. She has come through difficulties. She takes life in stride. And she make change in the world and leave people better than she found them. She is open. These are women who I spent 7 minutes with connecting hands with them. They don't know anything about my story. I didn't tell them about anything about my life story. Yet the Spirit was able to show them this about me. And these are the things, Sydney, why I do the work that I do. And I just thank God for the way He's using me. You know?
Yes. Understood.
I know you yourself, you have traveled to many countries and you have spent time in third world countries. And I think this is why you have such an understanding about service and giving back to others who are less fortunate.
I live in a third world country now, Daphne. I live in Panama now.
Mm-hmm.
I have done for about 10 years. And there are good things and bad things about any country. There is no such thing at this moment as paradise on earth.
Yes.
You know, this is a pretty good place.
Yes.
I came from Canada. I was born in England. Just before the show, I mentioned I've been to 26 countries.
That's right. I have a guest, Sydney. I just want you to mark right where we are so we can continue. I want to take this guest on.
Yes.
Hello, guest. Thank you for coming to the celebration. Your last four digits are 3314. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name's Stacey Jackson, and I live in the Bronx, New York.
Hi, Miss Stacey Jackson. How are you?
I'm good.
And what? Oh, this is Miss, what's her, Faith?
Yes.
Well, how are you? Because you know you are one of my guests. You have to come back on another day as a featured guest because you've been on my show in the past.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, say hello to my friend, Mr. Tremaine. He's calling in from Panama.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear that.
You can hear by her voice, Sydney, she's very young. How old are you now, Faith?
Yes. I'm 10 years old. I'm going to be 11 April 4th.
Yeah, I see. Sydney, she, it was, lit. What was your title again? Tell Mr. Tremaine what your title was for New York.
I was Miss New York in 2010, and right now I act and I model.
Yeah, you see? So I met Faith when I broadcast live at the fashion show Catwalk for Cancer down in New York City. That's where I met Faith and her mother and her brother and her father. A brilliant little young lady. Very brilliant. Well,
I wish I could be 11 again.
No, oh, come on. Don't be greedy now. You have had a long, wonderful life. Why would you want to go back to 11? Life is better now where it is.
Daphne, wouldn't you like to have the knowledge you have now and be 11?
Oh, I would know.
I wouldn't know what to do with it then.
No, I wouldn't know what to do with it then. I'm embracing it now. So, Miss Faith, what do you want to say to me today?
Just to say how are you and how are things doing?
Everything is fine. I'm looking to do some things differently. I'm still working on the breakfast feeding program.
Okay.
I am praying that I can raise enough money so we can launch it in February. So you need to send some priors my way.
Okay, Go
ahead, Grace.
I remember you told me before.
Yeah. So we need to get Mommy busy, girl, so she can help us raise some money to feed those kids out there.
Yes, I've been raising funds.
Yeah, I know you've been doing it for yourself, so we got to talk to Mommy about how we can do some for the little kids in Jamaica. So we can start feeding them. Yeah. So where's Mommy? She wants to say anything? She wants to say any congratulations or anything?
Hello. Congratulations.
Hello, Mrs. Jackson.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, well, can you imagine? It's 6 years. So I'm celebrating 6 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said we have to call and wish her a congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited about everything that's happening. The nonprofit for the breakfast feeding program is still a bit slow coming in, but I'm sitting here today.
I have quite a few people I know when they tell me, okay, they will get back to me. So far, none have gotten back to me, but we have a few. It's small, but we have a little donation to give. So I'm going to call you off here to ask you the full address where I can mail it because I don't want
to... I'm going to, let me see if I have the link. I want to tell you, you can write this down because this is the place you can do the donation to. It's http://www.gofund. It's GOFUNDME, GoFundMe.com.
Okay.
/1, the letter G, the numeral 4, the letter M, 3, 8. And that's where people can do their donations right there on GoFundMe. I also want to talk with you because I know you're very creative to see what we can do with the summer coming up and see what we can do to raise some money because I can even raise $1,000, I'm going to go ahead and start the program and just know that everything else will fall into place, you know?
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, again, congratulations. What you have now, 3 models or 2 models you have?
3 so far.
I'm telling you, you're going to have to be my stylist so you can get me some modeling to do.
I know. You got to link with Faith. Faith is the pro at it right now.
Well, hey, Faith, you got to hook Miss Daphne up, man. Maybe you hook me up, I'll get me a husband on the runway.
Okay.
Anyway, listen, Mrs. Jackson, thank you both for calling in. And you have my phone number. You stay in touch. I need to talk to you off air.
Most definitely.
All right.
And
thank you so much.
And I, I'm wishing you all, and I don't wish, I'm open for all the best. And
yes,
God will just continue to bless you to bless others.
Thank you so much. And you continue the great work you're doing with the young people.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, it's Sydney.
Yes, yes, Sydney.
Yeah, this lady, she is she's from Jamaica, but I didn't know when I met her in New York that she was Jamaican. So when I started the nonprofit and she saw it on Facebook, she called me and told me how blessed she was to see me doing that and to know that she's a Jamaican, and that's something she wants her children to be part of and to go down when I'm going down to launch it, and they want to go down with me. And she has two sons and a daughter doing an amazing job. Because you know, a lot of times when you have the kids in the extracurricular activities, they don't do well, but all her kids are doing well academically as well as in the extracurricular activities. So it's amazing. It's just so great to see people doing great things.
Great. Yes, sounds like a charming young girl.
Yeah. So continue, Sydney. You were talking about being in third world countries and everything. Go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, one country that I left my part of my heart in, I wouldn't go back today, but I was there, I forget when. I was there a couple of times, first time for a year and the next time for several months. In Kenya.
Yeah.
I lived in just outside Nairobi, and that was beautiful in those days. It was not long after the independence of Kenya, so we're going back, 30, 40 years now,
years
50
ago,
years.
Yeah.
I don't know, a long time. Probably 50 years, but that was special. That really was special, and the people were special. Part of my heart stayed there. I worked the first time I worked as assistant editor on one of the daily newspapers in Nairobi, and then the second time I was a correspondent for a number of newspapers in Canada. Just a wonderful time. There's so many stories I can tell, but I take all day.
Good. You know, I love when you share that, because there are a lot of people who cannot share such a rich encounter throughout their lives, and it really doesn't take a lot for us to pay it forward or to make a difference in somebody's life. It really doesn't take a lot, and people need to hear from others who do something. You don't need to do a lot. Just do something to make a difference.
No, Daphne, it isn't even sometimes a case of doing anything. I have a number of employees and part-time workers and so on in my company. And I got a nice, very short email from one of them, a new one, yesterday, saying, thanking me for being nice. Well, and this hadn't happened to him before among the other people that had hired him for doing internet type of work. And, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm just me. I'm just ordinary, just normal. Why is it that everybody isn't good to everybody else? I really didn't understand why he would have to thank me.
People treat other human beings with inferior, and I don't know what they get out of that. I want to welcome guest 2732. You are welcome to make a call or type something in the chat room if you want to say congratulations on our celebration or whatever it is, if you want to call in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are celebrating until 9 p.m. tonight. So, you know, call in. And later on, I let you know some other interesting thing that I found out, too, about being on this this radio show here. I want to also extend an invitation to people to follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. I am on Pinterest and Instagram at DaphneClarkHudson.com. On LinkedIn, I am DaphneClarkHudson.com. On Facebook.com, I am Dynamic Daphne. And for those of you who want to connect with me by telephone, you can call at 203-794-6802. 203-794-6802 is where you can reach me by telephone. And again, we are going to be celebrating all through the month of April. We are going to be celebrating our number 6th birthday here on the Blog Talk Radio. So don't miss the celebration. You never know who will turn up with me on an episode, because in the past we have had some amazing guests. We have Dr. Miles Monroe. We have Dr. George Frazier. We have Darrell Williams. We have Simon T. Bailey. We have James Namley. We have Dolores Presley. We have Aletha Owens. And the list goes on and on. We have had William Patterson. And the list goes on and on and on. We have had Andrew Morrison. All over, we have had lots and lots of great, great people. So we have Willie Crawford. We have Brian Delaney. We have had Brian Ridgway. So don't you miss out, because you never know when they are going to be at the microphone. So we want you to check in every day to see who is going to be celebrating with me. And for those of you who are listening now, you can call in 646-915-8166. So, back to you, Mr. Sidney.
I'm just wondering, Daphne, you're celebrating 6 years. How many shows have you done in that time?
Oh, my Lord.
Do you have any ideas?
I will need to answer that on another episode, because I was thinking I should have checked the shows to see that I'll have it on another episode because I go check. Uh-huh. But so far, I can tell you that these are the countries over these past 6 years. These are the countries that we have had guests on this air from. Trinidad and Tobago, Israel, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia, France, South Africa, Japan, Panama, Germany, Switzerland, USA, the UK, Nigeria, Barbados, the Philippines, Bali, Hawaii, India, Nassau, Bahamas, and Canada. This is what I can remember so far. So I think, and I'm going to check after I get off the air to see if I'm missing any, and I'll be sure to check the episodes of the show. So I would say 22 countries over these 6 years. I'm not doing too dusty.
I'm sorry if I caught you by surprise. It's how many shows, Daphne?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, I'm sorry if I caught you by surprise with my question.
It's a lot of shows, and I will have, because I'm celebrating for the entire month, I will be sure to have that number. I'll go in and check the episodes to see, but I wanted especially for the first episode to have an idea of how many countries that we have had guests on, and I think there is an Asian country I am missing. I don't remember because one of my past students moved back home. I think it's Thailand. I think it's Thailand. Thailand. Yes, that's where she is. So I can add that. I didn't put in my list up to 23. So I think I'm not doing too bad. I think I'm doing great. I'm doing great for a little barefoot Jamaican girl. You know, and the amazing things when I work with people in all these other countries, they are in a different time zone, but they don't care. They're still on here doing what they want to do because they want to make a difference in somebody else's life. So it is just so amazing. It is just so amazing. So
what is your most amusing experience, Daphne, in the 6 years? What's been the greatest fun for you, or greatest laugh, or whatever, however you want to describe it?
I have to be honest to you. When I go back and look on the archives, and I tend to look on the shows that have the most download, and I notice over the years the shows that I speak alone without having a guest on has larger amount of downloads. But to ask about an aha moment for me, I think it was, I don't remember which year, I did a virtual birthday party on the radio show. And my chat room lit up. People were calling from all over the world to wish me happy birthday. And that was the first time that I realized the impact that I was having. I know it was a virtual radio show, but I didn't know that people were really tuning in from so many different countries. So that was when I came to the realization that it doesn't matter how many people turn up in the chat room or how many people call on the phone, people are going back and they are downloading. Another awakening that I've got is when I look and realize not only is people accessing it on their computers, but people are also doing so on their iPhones and things like that. So, you know, that was amazing to learn.
And, you know, not much further back than 6 years, you couldn't have done this. The technology didn't exist.
Exactly. I remember when I just started it, I was having so much challenge with getting to understand how to talk to the guests, because I want the listeners to know I did not go to journalism school. So the universe just placed me in this position where I'm doing this show. So I didn't have any formal training. Yes, I did communication courses and things like that, but the technical aspect of it, I didn't know anything about it. And I must give kudos to Blog Talk as well, because over the 6 years, they have developed their platform, and now When I started 6 years ago, we did not have a virtual studio. And mm-hmm. now they have developed where we have a studio. I can be right here in America, and I can have a co-host in another country. And I just need to sign him or her into the studio, and we can be seeing and hearing the same thing. When mm-hmm. I just started 6 years ago, I didn't have the ability to use Skype to make the call. So all those mm-hmm. things has been developing and, you know, has been evolved, and I'm doing my best to evolve with them as well. But it's
I'm going
just,
to do
go ahead.
I'm going to say I'm going to do a bit of evolving myself in 2 weeks. I have a webinar coming up, and
nice.
All
Talk
the
about
technology
that.
Is new to me. All the technology
yeah.
is new to me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And it's a bit scary, and you must have been a bit scared when you started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've hired somebody to upload the software to the website, and hopefully he's going to help me out. I had some practice runs with other software a few months
mm-hmm.
ago, and
yeah.
I so concentrate on what I'm saying that I was forgetting to advance the slides. So
yeah,
I'm,
that's why you
I'm
need
trying
somebody
to avoid
to
that
help
history.
You. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But you just
so
have
that's
to start.
What I've done this time.
Yeah, you
yeah.
can't wait to sit around to get it perfect. You got to step
you know,
in, and when you're all in, things just start evolving, you know?
It's on the line of what you were saying earlier. You just have to get in and do it.
Exactly.
Because these things don't do themselves.
That's right. You got to just step in there. And you know the amazing thing, Sydney, is that the teenage, even before they're teenagers, you have some six-year-old and everything. They know how to just do those things. Some of them can't even read yet, but they know how to do this. And you ask them, how you know? They say, oh, I just know.
Yeah. Look,
and
most of the people I have are still in university.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they run rings around me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to welcome guest 960 to the show. Thank you for stopping by to celebrate with us. You are welcome to type in the bottom of the box to say something about the radio show, or you can call in at 646-915-8166 and tell us something that you want us to know, just to encourage us to continue what we're doing here. So go ahead, Sydney. Why don't you share with us a little about the webinar you're doing and why you're doing it?
Well, I don't know where to start, Daphne, on that. It has been a huge project.
Mm-hmm.
It's the launch of a project that's been 4.5 years in development.
Wow.
Persistence. Yeah. Well, you have to, Daphne. You absolutely have to. This is something brand new to the market. It's a little technical, but I'll give you just
mm-hmm.
the headlines of it.
Yes,
tells people, it's a computer software that tells people when to buy stocks in the stock market,
mm-hmm.
but it does it 11 business days after
wow.
the week in which the low of a down market occurs. So they're mm-hmm. buying almost at the very bottom.
Wonderful.
And two tests we've done so far, it's been 100% accurate. We're doing a full test in 2 weeks, but we know enough about it now that we can go ahead.
Yeah.
And for those people
who want to learn more about that, there's actually 5 episodes. If you go back on the archive of the radio show, There are like 5 episodes speaking about investment and steroids. And you will be hearing from episode 1 up to, well, it's actually 4 episodes, plus we had done a show prior to, that you will hear step-by-step guidelines to the system that Sydney is talking about here. It's just amazing. Amazing, amazing. Yeah, go ahead. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Well, that's all right, Daphne. Sometimes I need cutting off. But, you know, it's very simple. In fact, well, I say very simple. I made the program very simple for people to use. All they need is two minutes a week to call the broker, because all of the things that they need to say about whatever their stock or stocks are in like very short tweets. I mean, there are a few words that say, this is what you should tell your broker this week.
Right,
and,
right.
And so we get in at the very low and get out somewhere near the high and then stay out for the down markets. And you know, it's the down markets that get people.
Yes.
It's what happened in 2007-08. And scared a lot of people away. And that's understandable. You know, we've talked in the past about how really impossible it is to invest successfully, unless you're extremely lucky, by the seat of your pants. You have to have a system to do it with. And
you have to have a system.
I have been, I've been extremely lucky. I'm just an ordinary person. I'm not brilliant, but there are a lot of brilliant people who have been trying for donkey's years to do what we have achieved. And you know my thoughts about that,
that it wasn't
me. It's a combination of the experiences that I've been given. I believe a supreme power. Different people use different names, but I believe I'm just a tool, and I'm very honored to be that way. But anyway, this thing is remarkable, and so on the 14th of April, we're having a webinar that should last about an hour. I've got various people working on it now, slides and programs and goodness knows what to run it. And we'll see where it goes from there. I'm opening up, in fact, our first client joined us on Friday.
Nice.
I have spots for 20 people only, so there's now 19, coaching, teaching program. And I'm going to teach people how this thing works and how they can use it for themselves and make lots of money safely. That's the other thing. This thing is way more profitable than anyone would expect. And it is safe because so far we haven't had any losses with it.
That's
so
right.
That's what I'm doing on the 14th.
Nice. What I like about what you're doing is the step-by-step guidelines that it gives us, and especially the questions to ask when you sit with the brokers and things like that, because a lot of us, we don't know why, and this is why people over the years has been losing their shirts off their backs, literally.
Oh,
yes. You know?
Yes.
And for us to realize, there is a better and safe way to do it makes great sense.
You know, when you see and hear about the money that there is made, and you typically hear about what's made, not what's lost. But when you see that, it seems as though it might be easy. And the way I do it and I teach how to do it, it's very easy. But for seat of the pants, you've got emotions working against you. Fear in the beginning, people buy too late. They buy too late in the economic cycle because they've been afraid for too long. And then later on, when everybody says, oh, you know, this is going up, 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 greed takes over. And those two emotions will destroy most people. Because, look, when you should buy a stock, the newspapers and the television and everybody else, all the news media, are telling you how bad the economy is. And the economy is bad because the market turns around and starts up typically at about the worst time in a recession.
Right,
and if
right.
you rely, if you rely on what you hear and on the news media, you don't invest at that time, which is exactly when you should be investing.
That's right.
And
but
the
you know,
other end,
I after listening to you, I these past few weeks, I realized that I think a lot of those people who we are putting our trust in, they are just guessing. They don't know any better than we do, you know?
Look, Daphne, I was a broker. I was the top broker in Eastern Canada for a large part of my career. I was a broker for 15 years. And I can tell you that most of the brokers I knew, when they invested their own money, they lost money.
Wow.
There was typically a sales meeting once a week, and the sales manager would give his idea of the great story for the week.
Mm.
Fortunately, they left me alone. I didn't. I was in a different sort of category, in a sense.
Fortunately. They were messing with you. They realized something was up.
Well, no, they didn't. Yeah, they okay. didn't, because I had a system then, you see, too.
Ah!
But you're right. It's an idea, it's a thought, but it's a gift.
That's right.
I've seen people who were not brokers who knew far more than a lot of the brokers. I'm not saying this to show off. I got honors in my exam, but the exam is for to be a broker. But that study, it was intense, but it was 3 months. 3 months, Daphne, not 4 years as a university course might be.
Yeah, yeah.
3 months.
3 months. Wow. Well, again, you know, universities, that's a business too, anyhow. That's a whole nother show.
It is. But Daphne, I have some very negative things to say about brokers, but I also knew some very good ones.
Mm-hmm.
The problem
yes.
with beginning investors is they tend to get the new brokers who may not
yes.
know as much as they should.
Because they don't have a lot that they're putting in either. So the people that have the information, you don't get to meet them and talk with them. This is why I'm excited about your system, because it educates us to know
yes.
what it is we want. And if you're not getting it at that place, then you need to move on and go to a place that will give you. But
yes.
so long as you know what you need, you can request it. And if you don't get it, you know to take your business elsewhere, you know?
Well, you remember, Daphne, in one of our shows, you said, so what do I say when I go and meet a broker? And I said, don't, meaning don't go and meet a broker.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to be surprised. But I'll tell you why. If you are new to investing, you don't know what to ask the broker, how
right.
to judge whether he or she is any good.
Mm-hmm.
You're at their mercy. And that's the last thing you want to be. You don't want to be at anyone's mercy.
That's right. Not if you want to keep your 2 pennies in your pocket, you know?
That's right. That's right. But it's a fascinating business, but it is,
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
a business, it's a greedy business. But I think you probably would expect that there's a money business. They're not into growing carrots. They're into making money, and the first people they have to look after is their shareholders.
That's
not
right.
Not you as a client. And that's
wow.
unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Mm. I am telling you, sorry, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn.
I had a great time in the... Yes.
Huh?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no, Daphne. You know from the shows that we did, I've told you how really easy it can be. Very simple in some ways.
Yeah, but what I mean when I say there's so much to learn,
different.
It is accessible now for us to learn it and get the result we want.
Yeah, it looks difficult, Daphne, but it really isn't if you obey certain fairly basic rules.
Right. When I said so much, I didn't mean in a difficult sense. It is because I heard you break it down for these past how many weeks. You broke it down for people. People can understand and they can go out and make an educated choice, which was in the past, I don't think there were too many of us that knew what needed to be done and all of that. So you have blessed us in a mighty way to just educate ourselves for the best results.
One of the shows, my specialty is stocks, but one of the shows we did was about mutual funds and the dangers of mutual funds. And so many people are in funds because they're run by managers and they think, well, that must be good. But they don't know the fees. They know the sales fee, the 5% or the 6% or whatever. They know about that, but they don't know about, usually, don't know about the other levels of fees. And we did a show on this, and I think one of the figures, if you stayed in for 20 years, you gave up 39% of all the profit that you made if you averaged 10% a year.
Wow.
I mean, that was a lot of money, if you remember.
I'm telling you, that was surprising to me because there's some fees you had mentioned that I didn't know applied. And I think there's a
Most
lot of people who don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
I am telling you.
The fault is not the mutual fund companies who are governed by law and have to publish those fees and how much they are. And they do it. They do it in the small print, mind you, at the back of the annual reports. The fault really is the salespeople, and whether deliberately or by accident, who don't mention these fees. If they did, a lot fewer people would be investing in mutual funds.
Wow.
And really, the reason that people, in my opinion, do invest in funds is because they think it's easy. They believe they don't know enough to be able to manage any other way. So here's a manager, he'll look after us.
He's looking after his interest.
Those are the wrong reasons, Daphne. There are reasons to use mutual funds. If you have no savings or very little savings and you can put aside, say, $25 or $50 a month, those are good reasons to use mutual funds. But as investment, once you have a certain amount of capital built up, to keep using mutual funds, I think, is a major mistake.
Yeah. I was talking to a woman yesterday. I think she's probably in her late 40s. And she was whining about retiring at age 29 with a lot of money. And now she doesn't have any. And I found myself thinking about some of the things you said. And I told her to go check in and listen to the shows here because it sounded as if she got involved in some risky investment or maybe even underhanded investment as well. So I was able to find her.
The investment community is... the type of business where there are people who are sitting there just to take advantage of other people. I don't mean that in the brokerage industry. The brokerage industry is pretty well regulated, but there are some things outside of it that can be tricky, can be shady.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have to look
somebody,
into all your eyes.
The people who want to take your money have a great story for you, and it sounds it turns the greed monger on in people.
Oh yeah, you
I
have
had
to be
somebody,
able to see through the story. Yep.
Daphne, I had somebody the other day, finally when I told him I didn't trust him, he got very upset, and I've never heard from him again. He was from Ghana. He had the name of some famous person and the picture and all the rest of it. Now, was he that person? I don't know.
No.
But you hear of these stories, and he had, I've forgotten how many millions of dollars it was in the Lloyds Bank in London.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
why is it in London? Why is it not in this country?
Well, because he's contesting the presidency of Ghana, so he tells me.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
His life was being threatened and all the rest of his stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So
as calm as they
I
come.
Listened to him. I listened to him, and I was waiting for him to say, well, I want to appoint you as my agent, which he did. He said this.
So he just pulled himself out right there.
Well, I was waiting for him to do one more thing, which was ask me for money for the legal expenses to clear this money from London. He never did that.
He realized you're smart.
Well, I don't know what was in his mind, but anyway, he when I said, well, we'll see how this goes, but I don't trust you, he got most upset. And that was the end of it.
Yeah, he probably thinking, oh, yeah, this one is not a sucker, not this one. This is a smart one. This is a smart, smart, smart one. I'm telling you.
Well, I knew enough to be
got
careful
to be
with this guy.
Looking out all your eyes and hear from all your ears, because there are lots and lots of crazy, crazy, crazy people out there. And this is why, people need to be cautious. There are lots of these things are going around, and they tell you if it sounds so too good to be true, then it is, really.
Look at all these lottery winners that are advertised on, you get an email that says you won $3 million in something or other because we picked your email address or something like that. Or people who say we've come into some money that we need to, there's somebody in our bank who died and there's this spare money. And we want to get it out of here, and we'll share it with you.
It's
phony.
It's phony.
Some people
must believe
it.
It's crazy how women. I think I was in the nail shop, and there was this woman, $290,000 later. She all that money. She sold her house, all the money. Her husband died and left, and she fell for this man in Nigeria, has never seen him.
Oh.
And he took all her money, and she keeps sending, and I'm thinking, how gullible can you be?
Yeah. Well, there's
how
more to those
stories. How
gullible
can you be?
There's more to those stories, Daphne. Some people have gone to Nigeria and then disappeared after sending them money. They go to Nigeria, and nobody ever sees them again.
My God. People need to be cautious. And this is why, I pray all the time that people will listen to the show, because we always try our best to empower our listeners and get them to be insightful about everything that is going on in the world. Because you can't be too naive now.
I had somebody referred to me in the States by another financial person, referred to me. And he had a letter, the had to do with several millions of dollars, again from Nigeria. And mm-hmm. in those days, I mean, this was several years ago, in those days, this man believed this letter. And could I help him get it from A to B? And mm-hmm. I said, no, this is fraud. Don't touch it. Leave it alone. And as far
right.
as I know, he did. Now more people know of that scam. But mm-hmm. the fact that those letters still keep coming, I still see them almost every day.
Every day.
The fact that those letters are there, Daphne, if somebody's paying money to do that, some people must be falling for the scam.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Yeah, lots of people, and sad to say, but a lot of women are mm-hmm. falling for it. And I think they look for, sometimes they look for old women and women who are kind of lonely and everything like that.
Mm.
And then they sweet talk them, and that's it, you know?
Well, you know, very often older women who may be widows, have been left money and so on and so forth, mm. don't know how to manage it but do need the help. But they need help, not fraud.
They need professional help, and this is why people have to be cautious.
Honest professional help.
Honest professional help, and you know, because this lady that was on the show, I tell you, I was almost in tears for her, because even her daughter-in-law, before she sold the house to send him the money, her daughter-in-law was warning her and telling her that, you know, something is not right, but she did not listen. She did not listen. I want to remind people they can call in. We are looking to celebrate with you. Call in 646-915-8166. I want to take a minute here to have a word from one of our sponsors. And as I mentioned, during the month of April, we are going to be having back as many of our former guests as we possibly can to share.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com. or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Yeah, and guess 2-2960-2732-2215. Know that you can either call in if you have a comment or a remark or any feedback about the show, or you can type in the bottom of the box whatever you want to say. The number to call again is 646-915-8166. And hanging out with me here at the kickoff of the sixth year birthday party is my friend, Mr. Sidney Tremaine, out of Panama. Panama, Panama, Panama. Yeah, so.
I'm a bit of a mongrel because Panama for the last 10 years, but you can tell by my voice probably that I'm originally from England. I've spent most of my life, more than 40 years of it, in Canada. I lived in East Africa. I've been in Ukraine. I've been all over the place. I'm a mongrel.
so you're 40 years old already?
Am I 40 years old?
You spent 40 years in one place?
I spent 46, I think it was, in Canada.
Wow. And now how long are you in Panama?
Just over 10.
Wow, that's a long time. I'm glad I have a friend in Panama. I know I have somebody to go visit. I've never been to Panama.
Come and visit in the middle of your winter.
Huh?
Come in the middle of your winter, Daphne.
And what kind of weather you have then?
Then we have summer here. The difference between summer and winter here is winter is rainy season and summer is not. But the temperature's about the same.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Jamaicans go to Panama they go there and they buy merchandise and they go back and sell them in Jamaica. Yes. Telling you, we have 48 minutes remaining. Come on, you guys, call up. I'm going to search while I hang here. I want to search for another poem that's a kind of encouragement, and it is called, it is from Donna Levine, and the title is Past Mistakes. Past mistakes don't have to cloud up your future. Neither do they have to prevent you from trying new things. Only if you hold on to them will they get in your way. You have been courageous enough to risk making a mistake. Praise yourself for your strength. Remind yourself that this mistake has most likely a necessary step for you to take in order to gain more understanding about life and your place in it. Then look to the future and realize that your dreams are still there. They may have changed, but they are still your dreams. Isn't that the truth? No matter what's been going on in your life, I mean, you just have to take the courage to stick it out. I mean, Sydney, listen, 4.5 years it took you, and you're going to be launching that program now, right?
Yes. 4.5 years, income.
And I'm sure it was not. That's right. It was not always smelling like roses, but now you can smile and just watch all the pieces.
Well, Daphne, you know, I've heard in the past that the rewards, I don't know all of the rewards, but a lot of the reward is in the journey itself. There has been there's been a lot of satisfaction going forward, and I've met a lot of good people who've come and joined me in this effort. And the development is, you know, I demand one thing of me, and that is that every day there'll be, however small, there'll be some element of progress. It doesn't have to be big, but there has to be progress. And almost every day I've been able to say that at the end of the day, thank you for that progress.
That's right. Little things. Be grateful.
Yeah. I couldn't have known 4.5 years ago. In fact, I wouldn't have had a clue 4.5 years ago of where things would be today. Mm-hmm. We started, we have four programs, not one. I just told you about the latest and the greatest.
Yeah.
But But in the first instance, there was just one program. And the latest one has developed through the first three.
Mm-hmm.
It is so different from anything that exists in the investment industry,
mm-hmm.
Which is why we get such high numbers. We get numbers that they can't even think of. And it is because it wasn't something that I figured out. It came in pieces.
That's right.
Like pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea where we were going when I started this. I knew where the first one was. I hoped I knew
mm-hmm.
where the first one was going.
Right.
And the first one is a world beater, but this
mm-hmm.
one is just, I am speechless. You asked me to
mm-hmm.
describe, and I gave
mm-hmm.
you some headlines, but that's
mm-hmm.
as much as I can really do.
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
showing charts and graphs and things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is,
and that's why the webinars are important.
Our difficulty, Daphne, is going to be this: who's going to believe it? Now, fortunately,
but you know,
Sydney,
you know,
hmm.
the person that, just like how you did not know what the end result was going to be, the people that this is intended for will come and they will understand it, because they are the ones that are supposed to be benefited from it.
Well, as you know, we're just launching now, and our first client agreed to be a client on Friday. And
mm-hmm.
the reason she is, quite frankly, is trust. And she said
mm-hmm.
that, you know. She said, I'm
yeah.
doing this on trust. And that is an honor that somebody does that.
Oh, yeah, that's a
this
big thing, especially when it comes to investment. Yep.
This isn't somebody that I knew before. This is somebody new to me. She's never met me. I've never met her. We've talked on the phone.
Mm.
But, you know, she is one of a few. However, when we have finished all of the testing and everything that we have to do, we know where this is going already, but we need the absolute numbers to be able to prove it. It's going to be easy to demonstrate.
That's right.
It's going
That's
to
right.
be easy to demonstrate. And I can do it in such a way that people will immediately see, okay, this is genuine.
I want to, Sydney, give me a minute. I want to take a minute
sure.
to welcome Kim K. I want to welcome Kim B. Miller to the chat room. Thank you for stopping by to celebrate our 6-year anniversary here on the Blog Talk Radio with us. If you want to say anything about the show, you can take this opportunity to call in 646-915-8166, or you may write it in the bottom of the chat room. Thank you for stopping by. Yes, go ahead, Sydney.
Well, this is such a major thing that I told you earlier, we're only accepting 20 clients, private clients now. It is going to be sold or leased to one of the two, to the investment industry. And the reason for that is they have people already. We are unknown. We are, you know, we've been sort of building for the last 4.5 years, so we've had nothing to shout about. So we are virtually unknown. And so the easiest way for us in the marketing sense is to go to the people who already have the marketers, they have the brokers, they have the clients, and I know that they're going to be very interested in this. And they are people who are expert enough that when they test something, they know it is for real. It's not a mysterious black box with, you know, full of lies. It's going to be the real thing. They know that. So that's where we're going with this. But I want 20 people, and that's all I can handle, because I'm going to deal with each one individually, not as a group. And I want to, two things. I want to experience what they experience is one thing. So that's a selfish thing. But the other thing is, as we work with these people, they're going to say, look, wouldn't it be nice if we also had this or this or something else on top of this, you know? And that can be very useful to us to improve what we're doing. But when I'm working with people one-on-one, as individuals and not as a group, that is very intensive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's cradle to grave stuff, really. It's all the way through. I'll be holding their hand and advising them and so on and so forth like that. So that they actually make good, good, good money. And talk about us. That's the other thing. I want people to experience what we have to offer.
Right.
Even though, I mean, we've three other programs yet to bring to market. And so I need people to
It's going to be easier. The other ones will be easier because there's going to be people who are there who have been using the system.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's a huge plus for us if we can get that. And we will. I mean, I've no doubt. I won't ask for references. I won't ask for people to say nice things. I won't have to. Because I know what this program is going to do.
People will say without you asking because they're going to be benefiting from it. And the other thing, for those listeners who probably don't know, I just applaud and honor you because if there was somebody who had a reason not to do something, it would be you because you could very well said that, oh, I'm too old. I've done everything that I need to do already in my lifetime, but you didn't step up to the plate and answer to the call to do what you're doing. And that speaks
volumes
about you.
And Daphne, if you really want to, you can tell people. If you really want to, you can tell people how old I am.
Oh, you can tell them. Let them hear it from the horse's mouth. They're going to think I'm padding it, so you can tell them.
Is it the horse's mouth? That's the right end, is it? I hope it is. well,
so how old are you,
I'm allowed
Sydney?
To say that. I think
how
I'm allowed to
you?
Say that on radio.
Yeah,
I'm
how
80.
Old are you?
I'm 80, Daphne.
You see? So all those people out there, all those young kiddies out there that is having excuses, that's exactly what they are. You don't have any excuse now. You get up and make something happen. Because if there was somebody who have a reason not to be doing anything, it would be Sydney. And he's not doing that. He's making things happen.
I think the fact that I am doing things keeps me young.
Oh,
I mean, my
wonderful.
Mind isn't 80.
That's right. Body might
be 90, but my mind isn't 80.
Beautiful.
It's younger than that.
Beautiful. 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 You know, I don't know if you saw her on the internet. There's a lady that started working out in her 50s. I don't know if you saw her. You saw her pop up when you turn your computer on?
No.
They're calling her the female Jacqueline or something like that. She
has
a body you could not believe.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's in her 70s, close to 80. She is healthy.
Yes.
She now has a gym. And to go to her gym, people are lining up around the block to get in.
Oh, good for her. Good for her.
Can you imagine? I was looking at the line the other day. I hope they know just looking at her won't do it. They have to do the work and do everything that she's
doing. Well, you
know,
I'm sure the reason she does it, yes, it's a business, but at her age, she's doing it for another reason. My belief is she's doing it for another reason to help people. You know,
yes, because she
why else at that age do you do something? I mean, I don't need the money.
That's right. She did that 20 years ago. She started And I think she started with a friend of hers. And the friend has since died. And she is committed to helping people to take care of their lives. And, you know, what they eat and all of that thing. It's an amazing story. Amazing, amazing story.
You know, Daphne, at 80, you really don't need money. You need some, obviously. And I have, I have pensions. But you don't need a lot because what are you going to spend it on? Your body body can't run anymore. Your body can't run anymore. You know, there are certain things you just cannot do anymore. That's what you did when you were younger and it was great and you've got great memories of it, but you can't do it anymore. I can't dive anymore, for example. I'd love to scuba dive. I'm not allowed to fly anymore.
Why can't you dive anymore? By choice, though.
No, I have asthma and COPD. So if dived, it would kill me. And nasty explanations as to why that happens, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not allowed to fly anymore as a pilot. And, you know, those... When I was told I couldn't dive anymore, I thought, okay, well, if I can't go under the surface, I can go over it and fly. But I failed, and I love both things, Daphne. Both things are wonderful and peaceful and calm. But
now you'll have to be comfortable being a passenger.
Well, no, I hate airports. I don't mind the flying, but I hate airports. The airline business is the only business I know that does everything possible to discourage customers and yet still has them.
And still have overflowing. Isn't that amazing? They treat you shabby and everything, and yet they're still overcrowded. Doesn't matter what they do, you still got to go. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
I'd sooner cross the Atlantic by balloon than, you know, have to go through an airport. But anyway, that's another matter.
2 years ago, I did my first zip lining, and I want to do skydive next. I haven't done that yet. Yeah, on my bucket list of things to do.
I've had so many back operations, which is why I failed my medical as a pilot, that they wouldn't let me dive skydive either. What they said was if I landed hard, I could shatter my spine. And my thought, Daphne, I didn't say a word when the medical examiner, gives you the green or the red light. When he said that, I didn't say a word, but the words in my mind were, who the hell cares? I want to fly.
It's like, I was sharing the things on my bucket list, and this lady was telling me that when people who skydive, they break this and they break that. I say, I've never heard of anybody who does. I just heard about the people who enjoy it. So don't tell me about those people, you know?
Yeah. You know, this story you don't know about me. When I decided to come down here, it was because I planned to write a novel. My family's written lots of books, but not a single one has been a novel. And I wanted to do a historical novel on Panama. It's quite a history to this place. A producer in Hollywood got to hear about it, and he wanted to do a movie. And crazy enough, he wanted me to write the script, and I've never even seen a movie script, so that was foolish. However... he was going to raise a ton of money to do this movie, and he was going to pay me a certain amount for a certain number of years to write the book and do the research and all the rest of that stuff. And I thought, well, gee, I want this book to be on the New York Times bestseller list. How do I do that? And apart from having to have a good book to do that, you've got to be able to promote it tremendously. So I thought, well, if I could get a movie producer or a documentary producer to do a documentary for television on what it takes these days to, not to write a book, that's one thing, but to shepherd it through all of the agencies and the publishing and the marketing, all of that stuff, and use my book as an example, that would be publicity. So I, first of all, had to find such a producer who would go for this idea, and I hadn't a clue how to do that. So I came up with this. I'm demonstrating that I'm actually a little bit crazy. I found in Canada a manufacturer of, I call them whirlybirds. It's not exactly a helicopter. It's a little two-person thing with a push engine and a free rotor on the top.
Okay, I think they call them helicopter. That's what I call them.
Well, they're not that. Gyrocopter, that's what they're called. Gyrocopter.
What they call them?
Gyrocopter.
Oh, gyrocopter.
And
okay.
So I was going to fly one of these things down from Canada all the way down to Panama. And you have to stop every couple of hundred miles to refuel. And I thought, well, each time I stop, I'll have... And there was somebody going to be on the ground doing the administrative stuff. So they would have had media representatives every place I stopped to this crazy man with his gyrocopter. In doing that, I hope to get enough publicity that some producer would hear about it and contact me. One of the things I wanted to do was going through Chicago. I had planned, and I thought I could probably pull this off. You know, TV studios, are most of them are like huge warehouses with great big rollback doors on them for whatever they need to bring in. And I wanted to bring this gyrocopter very, very slowly. You have to go slowly. They actually take into the air into Oprah Winfrey's studio and talk with her. And the publicity that would have been brought would have been tremendous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would not know you now. You would have been blown out the air.
Well, anyway, what the long and short of this story is that the producer said, well, he was going to raise $100 million. And this was a genuine man. I checked him out. Was going to raise $100 million for this movie because he thought he was going to get himself an Oscar for Best Producer or something. And he had some of his people go out and talk to. It's amazing how they fund films. It's just absolutely amazing. You know, you
Sydney,
see Wheaties on the,
Sydney, we have a caller. Mark where you're at. I have a caller. I'm going to take the call.
Okay.
Caller, good evening.
Yep.
Thank you for calling. Your last four digits are 9686. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good evening, Daphne. This is Richard Teasdale.
Hello, Mr. Teasdale. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Say hello to my friend. I'm here with my friend from Panama celebrating 6 years on the radio show. Say hello to Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. How are you?
Hello, Richard. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good. I just wanted to make a quick call and congratulate Daphne on the 6th anniversary of her show. I think it's wonderful
that you've kept
on going that long.
Thank you so much. And, oh, Sydney, Richard is one of my support people. He's my number one cameraman on my TV show in Danbury. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm surrounded by great people.
It's become one of my hobbies to help make films and movies and TV programs.
I enjoy doing that. Thank you so much because it takes a lot of time. I think you're in the studio, 5 days a week sometimes?
Oh, not usually that many. On average, I'd say maybe 2 days a week.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah,
every time I called there, I hear that you're there. I thought you were doing more. more days than that?
It varies week by week. Some weeks it is more than, it's maybe 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
Some weeks it's only 1 or 2.
This
coming
so
week it's going to be probably none.
Why do you keep coming back to help me?
Well, I enjoy doing it.
I
like the program that you make, and I think it helps a lot of people, and I think it's very worthwhile.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because,
so
you know, it doesn't matter what we do without good help. Sorry?
So I think it's a good use of my time.
Thank you, thank you. Because, you know, it's all good to want to do these shows, but without good help, we cannot put them out. And, you know, I am
just so excited.
Well, we can
always use more volunteers.
Oh, yeah. We can always use some good volunteer. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy Sunday to call in to wish me happy anniversary.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope I didn't interrupt your conversation with Sydney.
Oh, no, Sydney and I just here celebrating and sipping on champagne and everything like that. So we pour you a glass, too, and we knock and we say
Richard,
cheers. So you take a sip.
And you send it down the telephone line?
Yeah, that's what we just did. We just sent you a glass.
Oh, thank you. I'll let you know when it arrives.
All right. What were you saying, Sydney? You were asking Richard something.
I was going to say to Richard that he wasn't interrupting at all. He gave me an excuse to take a breath. Thank you.
Oh,
well, I'm always
glad
to provide excuses.
Enemies. Huh?
I'm always glad to provide excuses.
I'm telling you, friends like these who need enemies. I'm telling you, I still love you both anyhow. I still love you both. Well, Sydney, I'll have to let Richard listen to the episode with you talking about your investment things. I think that is right up his alley. He can probably pass on to some people. Sydney has developed some software, Richard, that helps people to choose the right time to invest.
Oh, I see.
So
well,
on the radio
there's lots
side,
of investment software out there.
Yeah, if
there
you
is.
Look on the... If
nothing like this,
on...
Richard.
Huh? Go ahead.
I just
nothing
said
like
nothing
yours.
Like this, though. No, not at all. This is for long-term, very conservative investors. And I can't even begin to describe it on radio because I need to show charts and things like that. But it is, I am still amazed at what it does. And we're just launching it now. We're only taking 20 people as coaching, teaching, mentoring clients. And it is so big that my little company is too small to market it effectively. So we will be either leasing it through Reuters or Bloomberg or selling it directly to the brokerage community. It's that big, it's that unusual, and it's that, frankly, when you just hear about it, it's that unbelievable. Now, it's easy enough for me to prove, but when you just hear about it first time, it is just, it's incredible in the real use of that word, incredible, not credible. So it would be difficult for us to market as a little unknown firm, but it will be easy for us to market to the investment community, and they have enough people and enough clients to explain it to and see and to test it and make sure that it really is what we say it is.
So, well, I wish you all the success in the world with it. It sounds wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we think it really is. Yeah.
Well, maybe Daphne will let me know when when it actually goes on the market, and maybe you'll have a website.
It's on now, Richard.
Segments, Richard. If you check on the radio link, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson, you're going to see 5 episodes there. Week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, and then the first time when he was on the radio show talking about it before he came back. So you're going to see lots of information there.
I will make a point of looking for it.
Well, thank you, Richard. It's a total of 6 hours, and some of it's about that, and some of it's about other things. But,
yeah. Okay. I wish you all the success.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Richard. I'll be talking with you soon, and thank you for calling.
Yes. Congratulations again. And I wish you many more happy and successful years on the radio.
Thank you so much, Richard.
I'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daphne. Bye-bye, Sydney.
Richard. Bye-bye, Richard.
Yeah, it's good to have good support team, you know. He doesn't miss a day.
Yes, it really is.
When I'm in the studio, huh?
Yeah.
I just have to pray to get him from behind the camera. He only wants to do cameras. He doesn't want to do any controls or anything. I just want to do the cameras.
Well, he's doing his specialty.
He's doing his specialty. I want to welcome guest 5042 to the show. Thank you for stopping by to celebrate with us. We have 18 minutes remaining, so you want to say congratulations on this celebration? You may do so by typing in the box, and I can read it aloud, or you may call 646-915-8166. And this Wednesday morning, we are going to be hanging out with the magnificent Willie Crawford. And in the lineup, I have waiting to confirm quite a few people. William R. Patterson, Lita Owens, Shandell Pitts, Dolores Presley, Andrew Morrison, Darrell Williams, Dr. Miles Monroe, Dr. George Frazier, lots and lots of amazing people who we have had as previous guests. We are looking to have them in the lineup coming back on here to just share with us. And we will be celebrating for the entire month. Ariella Mitchell Durant, we are looking to have back on the show. Dory DiCarlo, we are looking to have back. And lots of people. I am hoping to have Jennifer Sertle on. I've had some amazing people to grace this platform. And tomorrow we are going to be on again celebrating. And I'll be sure to have how many episodes of shows I have done so far. Sydney asked me that, and I didn't have it ready. However, I want to remind those who are just joining us that so far here are the countries that we have had guests from over the 6 years: Trinidad and Tobago, Israel, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Jamaica, Saudi Arabia, France, South Africa, Japan, Panama, Ghana, Switzerland, the USA, the UK, Nigeria, Barbados, Philippines, Bali, Haiti, India, Nassau, Bahamas, and Canada and Thailand. Those are what I can recall, but I'm going to check my list because I know that there are some other places that I am missing out. But I was reading the list off, and I tell you, I honor myself for reaching out beyond the boundaries and to just reach out and make a difference in people's lives. And for all those who trust me enough to come hang out with me when I am here and to say, well, I'm going to share the platform with her and help her to make a difference, I thank each and every one of you. You know, my new friends and my old friends and all, just for trusting me, for following through on that which we are called to do. Sydney, we have 14 minutes remaining. I want to thank you for coming to hang out with me here on this first day of this celebration and to share all the amazing things that you are doing. I want to ask you, what words of encouragement you have to give to somebody who might be going through some challenging time and thinking it's too old to start over? What would you like to
Never
tell
give
them?
Up.
Never
give up.
Give up. Never
you know,
give up.
All of us, and you mentioned age, so the older the person, the more experience they have. All of us have some experience that needs to be shared with other people. It may or may not be a business. It may or may not make any money for you. I mean, definitely I don't know what you do on your radio shows. But it's information that needs to be shared by some people who's going to help them. It's that simple. And that is worth doing. Anytime you can help somebody, but first you have to help yourself by never giving up.
That's right. I want to share this poem by Colin McCarthy in closing. My favorite wish for you to always find whatever you seek from life and more. Not just happiness, but joy, and a life that is better than you ever imagined before. For you to feel safe and secure. For you to feel strong and self-assured, fully able to enjoy the blessings of this day and all your beautiful tomorrows. For you to always take care, to feel good about yourself within, for you to be well and to always feel as wonderful as always. Look to me. For you to remember that my light will always shine for you, that you will never be without a dear friend to talk to. You will never be without someone who loves you and cherishes the person you are. You will never be without someone who hopes for the best in everything you do. You will never be without me, wishing nothing but good things for you. And this is what I want to share in celebration of this 6 years to my listeners and supporters, all 113 plus thousand of you. Whether you're listening live or you're listening on archive, I cherish each and every one of you. I honor you for the support that you have given me. And I extend an invitation to you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne, Pinterest, and LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson, and also Instagram. And I wanted to check my websites out. Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com and Daphne Clark Hudson.com. Check us out there. And Sydney, would you give your website, my friend?
Yes, it's www.wealthyinvestorweekly.com. That's investor, O-R at the end, I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R, weekly.com.
All right, so I just want to thank you, Sydney. I'll be talking with you soon. Thank you for hanging out with me and for the people who called in. For those who join us in the chat room, and for those of you who will be celebrating with me in the coming weeks ahead, I'm going to be offering some great opportunity here on this radio platform. So I want you to stay connected. If you have not yet, mark the show as favorite and become a friend here on the show so you can get ready to be the first to tap into the launches that I'm going to be doing and what I will be making available for all my guests here on the radio show. I have some amazing opportunities that is coming up here, and I want my supporters to be the first to take advantage of that. So, again, I thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and I look forward to be touching more lives in other parts of the world. So whatever it is that you are called to do, don't be afraid. It is never too late to start. Do not give up on your dream. Don't concern yourself about whether or not it's too big and whether or not you're going to have time to complete it. Ask for help. And the most important thing is that you need to start. And remember, no matter what, don't you ever give up on yourself. So tell your friends about it. Share the link with people. blogtalkradio.com/ Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Mark the show, favorite, and follow us so that you can be kept informed of who our guests will be. So see you at other celebrations through the month of April. So thanks again, Sydney, for hanging out with me, my friend. I'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you for the invitation. And once
You're
more,
very welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's the plan that you have for me? The place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? The plan you have for me.
I don't have all the pieces together, because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way.